Little bit much on the program today. It's kind of good that, yes, come on up. As a teacher, I'm a teacher, and I've been looking at students through a computer for a long time. It's nice to see live people face to face. What a blessing. So go ahead and put the picture up there. If it's possible, I have a little video I want to share with you, but don't push play yet. Have you heard the story of Moses? And he was walking in the desert and he saw a bush. And what was happening to the bush? He was on fire. And so what did he do? Did he go away or did he go towards the bush? He went towards the bush. I'm a little bit like that too. I see something different and I want to go to it, and maybe I should go away sometimes. Right? Well, it was Sabbath about a year ago, May 2nd, and it was Sabbath afternoon, and I was looking out our window, and I saw the trunk of the tree moving. Now, most tree trunks don't move, right? But this tree trunk was moving, and it was about 500 feet away. I thought, that tree is moving. What should I do? I should go see why it's moving, right? Now, I could not tell why the tree was moving, but we went and took this picture, and this is a baby owl. And this tree trunk, it might even give Mr. Cruz a challenge cutting this tree down, but he could probably do it. This tree trunk is probably about 10 feet thick or so. It's a eucalyptus tree. And this tree was flapping, and this was what was flapping on the tree. Here's a baby owl hanging on the tree. So we went to check it out, and go ahead and push play, and while the video's playing, I'll be doing a little explaining. So we wanted to help this owl. We even called a person here that in Roseburg that rescues animals. What should we do? And they told us, well, try to get the owl and put it up in the tree, back up in the tree. So we thought, well, how do we do that? Well, we got some gloves, and we tried to convince him that we were there to help him. Do you think he wanted our help? No, he had very strong opinions about that. And his beak told us about that. His claws told us about that. He was about the size of a big chicken. Okay, he's a bit, you like that wink? Jonathan took that picture and happened to get that with slow motion. So he's telling us about how he didn't want any help. He can climb the tree by himself. And we actually learned that he probably could. It took us a long time to realize that maybe he didn't need our help and it would be better if we didn't help him. But we did help him, and we took him, and we got a bucket truck. You know what a bucket truck is? These trucks that have lifts that can put people way up in the air. And we got a truck, and we put him up into a tree in a basket. And we kind of made a nest for him. And as we did that, Mom and Dad were up in the tree. Here's the bucket truck. We're about 30, 40 feet in the air there. And Mom and Dad are having strong opinions, too. They don't want the help either. But they left. There's Mom or Dad. We can't tell. This picture was taken through binoculars using a cell phone. Now, this is only a week's worth of pictures. And watch how much this owl grows. You can see his feathers. This is halfway through the week. He fell out of the tree again, or flew out of the tree. And you can already see the feathers are changing quite a bit. So we're trying to help him again. The school didn't want to let us use the bucket truck again, so we got a ladder and put him up halfway up the tree. And put him up on a branch and left him on the branch. What do you think of those eyes? Aren't those beautiful eyes? That beak is all business. You can see the gloves there. He would grab the finger in the glove and just hang on, and I couldn't get him off my finger. That's how strong. Look at those claws. Yeah, and today in Sabbath school, we talked about what's it going to be like in heaven. Here's Mom and the baby way up there in the tree. What's it going to be like in heaven? I don't know if owls are going to have claws. And this is a week later. You can see the ladder in the background we used. And we're trying to put him back in the tree. It's a foggy day, and you can see there's mud on his beak because they're irrigating the fields, and he flew out of the tree and landed in the mud in the field. He was not convinced we were trying to help him, but by now he's got pretty good wings, and he could fly quite a ways, but he couldn't fly up. He could fly down, but not up. We put him back in the tree, I think, three times. And there's going to be a little bit here where you're going to be able to see him put out his wings, and you'll see how much his feathers have grown in 1 week. It's just a little mud on his beak from the crash landing he had. Look at those feathers. That's just 1 week of growing. This is not his friendly come and pet me move. Isn't he pretty? We put him on a stick to lift him up into the tree. He's a little muddy there from the landing. Some grass in his feathers. Sometimes we need help, and sometimes we don't do a good job of letting people help us, do we? Now, if you can look in that tree, try to find the owl on the trunk. Can you see him? Do you see him now? Look closely. Yeah, see him? Got it. There's a little video you can see him moving his feathers in the wind. And that's the end of the video. So there's lots of things we can learn from this story. One of them is we can see the beauty that God has created, right? Another reminder is sometimes we need help and we don't want to let other people help us. Sometimes we don't know that the help is good for us, right? And sometimes we've got to be patient. And one last thing, if you are interested in watching the video, I'm not a big YouTuber, but it is on YouTube. I post it there. You can look my name and you can watch it again if you want. Thank you. You may go back to your seats.